This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
More than 6,500 Wisconsinites have died from COVID-19 in the last year, but the heaviest toll has fallen on Native Americans, who are dying at the highest rate from the virus. Several weeks ago, Bad River tribal elder Joe Martin Rose died at the age of 85 due to complications from the virus. As Danielle Kading reports, Rose touched many lives within the Bad River community and beyond.
Joe Rose was the first person to welcome Patty Lowe to the Bad River community when she reconnected with the tribe 45 years ago. Lowe is a Bad River tribal member, but she grew up in Milwaukee.
He became like a second dad to me. Everything I learned about the Ojibwe, I learned from Joe.
Rose grew up on the reservation during a time of kerosene lamps, outhouses, and wood heat. He learned about plants and medicines from his grandfather, gaining an appreciation for the natural world. Lowe says that's something he passed on to all who knew him.
Good communities have a center, and Joe Rose was the center of Meshkezibi, Bad River.
Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says Joe was an encyclopedia of knowledge about the history of the Anishinaabe people and their cultural practices. He taught people to live in a way that would benefit those for seven generations to come.
Joe was a compass point that always helped us remember our bearing. And from a community perspective, you know, all of our elders are real sacred because they give us those tangible ties to the past and help us remember where we came from.
Rose passed on his teachings to Bad River youth and through a Native American studies program that he led at Northland College in Ashland. That's where Mick Isham first met Joe as a student more than 30 years ago.
That guy saved my life, and I'll never forget it, because I swear I don't know where I'd be without him.
Isham, whose dad is Native and mom is white, remembers struggling with his identity. It was also around the time protesters gathered at boat landings to hurl insults and rocks at tribal spearfishers seeking to defend their federal treaty rights.
I couldn't figure out how they were not throwing punches and things like that. And Joel explained to me, basically with a European proverb, you catch more flies with, what is it, honey than vinegar or something like that. And when they go low, you go high.
Joe would defend those rights and the natural resources on which they relied throughout his life. During a contentious debate over iron mining, he and other tribal members traveled to the state capitol in 2012. He, along with drummers from Bad River, protested a Republican bill that weakened environmental standards and sought to pave the way for a more than $1 billion iron ore mine proposed upstream from the Bad River Reservation.
We can't put any price on the wild rice or any of those other resources that a hunter-gatherer society would use. So this mine is not going to happen. I don't plan on losing this one.
Former Democratic State Senator Bob Jauch says that's when he first got to know Joe, who invited him and his Republican colleagues to Rose's Roundhouse on the reservation.
He really left us with an indelible impression of the many years of mistreatment of the Native American people to allow us to feel captivated by a sense of what their life has been like.
Lowe says Joe was a fighter and a pillar of strength. When he first contracted the virus, she says he got better before taking a turn for the worse. Losing someone to the disease is always heartbreaking, but she says it hits tribal communities even harder.
To lose those elders who can speak the language and know all the truths embedded in that language is so devastating.
Bad River tribal member Dylan Jennings says many are still in shock, but he knows Joe would be proud to see community members continuing his legacy.
He's made a huge enough impact to where his memory lives on through our language being revitalized and our cultural way of life and our ceremonies being revitalized and still being carried forward.
So that those teachings will live on for the next seven generations. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.